You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Clap, 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 clap your hands and stomp your feet. You're listening to the Clap Your Hands Podcast, hosted by Elliot Shure-Parks and Jack Fritz.
Breaking news here on Clap Your Hands Podcast. Cameron Payne's full name is Cameron Payne.
Nailed that.
He just, there's basketball players that drive me crazy, and he just fits the mold of a guy who's just gonna shoot it all the time, not gonna move the basketball. He'll have games where he's hot, and it's like, oh man, that's so fun. But I just feel like he'll get some foul calls and whatever. He doesn't add much to winning basketball. And
I agree.
I look forward to when Kyle Lowry gets back, or Kyle Lowry eventually gets here, because I think Lowry and Beverly kind of a cancel out, basically?
So I think, all right, again, this is like, I'll be completely honest. Like, I am still holding on to a lot of like anger and begrudgingness from how they handled the trade deadline. But I think if I remove emotion from that, like, Kyle Lowry is probably better than Pat Bev. Kyle Lowry started 35 games this year for the Heat. He shoots almost 40% from three. He's been big in playoff games. I think he's a better, like I would rather have Lowry on the court for the final 2 minutes of a game seven than Pat Bev.
Yes.
But I also have to be honest with myself. If you asked me 2 weeks ago, I thought Kyle Lowry was so washed that I would have had no interest. And when the Sixers played Heat 2 years ago, like, I was praying that Kyle Lowry would play because I thought he was so washed. So this might be a case, and I'm a big stat guy, as the people will tell you, this might be the case of looking at the box score and the stats and saying, oh, he doesn't look that bad. But he is washed to me. Like, Pat Bev brought a ton of juice and a ton of, like, energy. Kyle Lowry might bring those same things. But I'm just curious to watch Kyle Lowry play. Like, tonight did not look like a Kyle Lowry game. They were fast. They were athletic. Like, they were shooting a bunch of threes. And Kyle Lowry does shoot threes, but he's not fast. He's not athletic. Like, he's a slow the ball down guy, which in the playoffs will help. But tonight it was hard for me to picture him in this kind of game.
Yeah, but I also think that, you know, when you get into the bigger games, and hopefully Embiid gets back and he's fine, like, having a guy that can kind of calm everyone down and be a veteran presence, and listen, hopefully he's not cooked. I mean, the one thing that worries me is the Heat are like, we're good. You know what I mean? I feel like the Heat give up on a player. It's like, that's not usually the best sign. Now they were able to get Rozier and whatever. So I think I would rather still have had Pat Bev, just from the standpoint of defense, toughness, and
this feels like an emotional decision by us, and not like, Kyle Lowry brings a lot of what Pat Bev brings. Like, he does. Like, Pat Bev does.
Not,
he doesn't
not
have the
defensively, though.
Like, I mean, not like, defensively. Oh. I agree. I agree with that. Not defensively. But he is, like, an annoying, smallish guard that, like, has that kind of same Pat Bev, like, personality. He's from Philly. Like, I think that matters. I'm just – I don't know, man. Like,
Pat Bev's more of a Philly guy than
Lowry. 215-592. I mean, Lowry did go to Nova.
So. I know, so that doesn't count. If he was a real Philly guy, it's Temple or St. Joe's.
Well, not St. Joe's. It's
yes.
Temple.
Well, Jameer Nelson went there. So
yeah, but it's more St. Joe's is more Philly than Nova. But I guess the main line.
All I'm saying is this. Is that no local basketball team. This is all the Nova runs. I wasn't around for the 80s, 90s, Temple, whatever.
You missed what a day those were.
There has never been a college basketball team that is connected with the city more than the 04 St. Joe's Hawks.
Like, I agree with that. They were also probably the best team.
More than the 16 Cats. Definitely more than the 18 Cats. The 04, the 04 Hawks, easily the most legendary college basketball team in the history of this city, of my lifetime.
I 100% agree with you on that. And this is a Temple guy. I didn't think we'd be talking, you know, Palestra Big Five basketball tonight. Well, but yeah, 04 St. John's, they were...
When people think of the Big Five,
Jameer Nelson was on
the
cover of Sports Illustrated.
Dude, they were undefeated. They were undefeated. Yeah. They lost. It was.
Who did they lose to? Was it Boston College?
Oklahoma State.
I could have sworn they lost to Jared Dudley in Boston College. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe that was their first loss of the regular season. Or no, they went undefeated.
They were undefeated. It might have been Boston College. I don't know. But I thought it was Oklahoma State.
I feel like James will know.
I would say, and also the LaSalle team. With the Southwest Philly floater, that might clear the 2016 game.
Yeah, actually, it definitely does. You're right. Is Nova a top five basketball school in the city?
Exactly right.
All right, we're just trolling James at this point.
I know. Well, listen, I think it's important for our audience to understand the depth of Big Five knowledge and basketball takes that we have.
Good point. That's why they hired us.
Being able to flex on our Big Five knowledge, and people definitely appreciate that.
I have a few more takes. I have one or two more takes from this game. Ricky Council, man, I'm in on Ricky Council. And I was, like, when they signed him in a previous iteration of Clap Your Hands, like, I was big-time Ricky Council, big-time Turk Smith. Like, you can go back and check the tape. Ricky Council, to me, like, stepping up and hitting those free throws, I think was such, like, a massive moment and such, like, a look into who he is as a player. The game was slipping away. They had control, I wouldn't say they had control for most of it, but they were up 10, I think, with like a minute and a half to go. It looked like they were pretty comfortably going to win the game. It's completely slipping away. Talk about a losing basketball player. Buddy throws the ball away and then fouls Donovan Mitchell. Like the worst thing you could possibly do. But then Ricky goes to the line and he just nails both like super calmly, not to mention Maxey then steps up and doesn't. He misses one. But I think, like, we didn't do a pod after the Washington game when he had, I think, 19 and 10. Like, I think they really have something here with him. And I think, you know, the confidence to go up and hit those two free throws is such, like, a good indication as to who he is as a player. I remember last year in the playoffs when B-Ball Paul hit those free throws. And I know we've been kind of up and down on B-Ball Paul. But B-Ball Paul is, like, an NBA player. He might not be a starter on a contender, but he is a legit NBA player. To sign Ricky Council as an undrafted free agent, basically, if I remember correctly, that or like late second round.
Undrafted.
That's what I thought. It's a great one by Morey. We talked on the last pod about what are kind of the out of the box or like not expected things Morey has done that has worked out. Ricky might be one of them, and he still has a way to go. But to hit those two free throws, to do what he did against Washington, he looks like he belongs out there. He attacks the basket with confidence. He's athletic. Like I'm in on Ricky Council.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So I'm not going to call him Ricky because I think that does indicate there's another Sixers podcast.
I know. I was thinking, you think a good nickname for him could be the Ricky, though?
The Ricky? I might just call him Rick.
Rick?
Rick Council.
What about the fourth? Yeah, what about the fourth?
I wish I could pull off the fourth. You know, Jack Fritz the fourth feels it adds a level of respect to a name that.
Well, it is crazy. I believe his dad and both of his brothers are named Ricky.
Yeah. Well, how else would it be the fourth? Oh wait.
Well, I don't know. It could be like him, his dad, his grandpa, and his great grandpa or something.
Oh wait, so it's all his brothers?
I think so. I believe the dad is Ricky, and then the three brothers are Ricky 2, 3, and 4. I could be wrong, but I'll look it up.
That's amazing.
Yeah, how do you feel about Jackson? The second, the third, like?
Well, I've never heard it in like the brother.
Yeah, whole family like, Ricky Council.
Like they're all named, you know. I've always thought it was lineage. Yeah, I didn't think it was all one family.
So Council's two older brothers are also named after his father, Ricky Council. So Ricky Council, the original, is the dad. Ricky Council 2 is the brother. Ricky Council 3 also played college basketball. and now Ricky the fourth. Fun fact, James is a second.
James is a second. Now, when does it go from second to a junior? You know what I mean?
I think I'd rather be a second than a junior.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Could you imagine you being Elliot Shore Parks Jr.?
Or like the second? I don't, like, there'll only ever be one Elliot Shore Parks. I can promise you that.
Thank God.
Yeah, the chat's agreeing.
But Rick Council. so when they're growing up, or
I like was Rick.
Just, yeah. Was it just your hey number three?
The
fourth. So he seems like a guy that like the Heat would sign.
Yep.
And would develop into something. Now his shot has to come along. I think you're going a little bit too far on him this year. Yes, I think you are.
I mean, dude, he played big minutes tonight in a game against the hottest team in the NBA. Like, I don't think he's going to get playoff minutes, but it's not like, you know, he's playing 4 minutes a game. Like, he played and had big moments today against a good team.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to step to court in a playoff series yet.
No, but I agree.
Think he is a good developmental prospect. Turk will have to work on the jumper. Look, I know it's like his thing, but if you're only thinking we should. Like, I pretty much need you to bury him.